welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. Well, we made it. I am going to try my best to record this episode in one take because I have been so used to YouTube, so used to chopping and cutting and editing. So now I need to get into the flow of podcasting, which is just talking. So this is fun. This is exciting. And as you can see by the title of today's episode, it's all about why the right time is now. And the reason I decided to title this episode that is because this is brand new to me. This is my first podcast episode. I am so excited. And this has been something that has been on my heart heavily for months. I have wanted to create a podcast for months and months and months. And for months, I've just been giving myself excuses as to why it wasn't the right time. Until it got to a point where I realized the right time never comes. So the right time is going to be now. For so long, I let fear overshadow my thoughts. I let self-doubt, just the enemy of progress was coming through me and was giving me all the reasons why not to start. What if I couldn't handle it? What if I was taking on too many projects? What if I couldn't keep it consistent? What if nobody listens? All of these what ifs, but yet no action. So here I am. It was 10 p.m. on a Saturday, the 14th of May. Was that the 14th? Or maybe the 15th. I think it was 15th. Yeah, Saturday the 15th of May, 10 p.m., Saturday evening. I know, what a sad 25-year-old I am. But there I was. I just thought, you know what? The right time is now. So I got on my laptop. I created the podcast graphic completely on Canva as well. And the perfectionist in me was screaming to wait until I can hire a designer. But I knew that if I waited any longer, I would not have taken the action. So I hopped on Canva, I found a design that I liked, I got creative, and I came up with something that's pretty decent. I mean, I like my cover right now. What do you guys think to my cover? Let me know. But yeah, I just had to take that action. I just had to take that first step, even though it was just the smallest step of creating the graphic. If it wasn't for that step, I would have let my thoughts consume me and we wouldn't be here right now. So I know that there's something that's heavy on your heart right now that you want to start. Maybe it's a project, maybe it's a business, maybe it's a YouTube channel, whatever that is, maybe it's a new career. It's been on your heart, it's been on your mind for too long. And I'm here to tell you that this is your sign that the right time is now. So you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, I know you're saying the right time is now, but how do I actually know if the right time is now? And I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. Do you really want to know something? It will never be the right time. The right time never comes. We're always waiting for this perfect time. We're waiting for this external validation, but it will never come. And until you actually try, until you go out there, until you do the thing, you'll never know if it's the right time. So you have to put yourself out there. You have to do it. And then either it will work out perfectly or it won't. But either way, it was always going to be the divine timing. If it works out in that moment, then absolutely amazing. You know it was the right time. You know that it was what you was destined to do. And if it doesn't work out, it means that the universe, God, is just shifting you in a different direction and now isn't the right time. But again, you wouldn't have known unless you went for it. So it's really on you to just start trusting the process and start trusting yourself as well. I know in this whole journey of me wanting to start a podcast, I had a lack of self-trust. I had a lack of self-belief that I could actually pull through, that I could successfully execute a podcast. But now I've decided, you know what? I'm letting go of that fear. I'm letting go of the lack of self-trust, and I'm just gonna go for it and see what happens. There's never gonna be a right time, so why not make that right time now? So this is really just gonna be a short episode. I just wanted to give you that fuel to take that first action step. So that is my question to you. What is the smallest action step that you can complete today, right now even, to get you closer to your desired outcome, to that goal you've set? Even if it's just creating the to-do list for what you need to do, or reverse engineering your goal, or just having a journaling session, what is the one thing that you can commit to today to get you closer to that goal? Like I say, for me, it was creating the podcast graphic. That was the first step. I did that on Saturday night. We're now on Monday evening, and here I am recording my first episode. If I didn't take that first step, we would not be here right now. Sometimes, or not even sometimes, a lot of the time, we have these big dreams, these big visions. We want to master our life, but it seems so big and scary. And it seems like there's going to be so many moving parts, and we don't know where to start. And what do you work on first? When sometimes you just have to really take it down to that smallest action, the first action step that you can take. So, I want you to think about this. Like I say, this is going to be a really short episode. Again, if this is the first time you're coming across me, my name is Montel B. You can definitely find me over on Instagram at Montel B. But this is about to be a journey. I'm really excited for this podcast. It's been something I've wanted to do for so long. After being on YouTube, I just knew that I wanted to just start a podcast. I mean, it's 8:30 p.m. right now. I'm sat on my bed. I'm holding my microphone. I look a mess, but it is what it is. And yeah, this is exciting. This feels really good. So thank you so much for listening to this first short episode. I've got so much more to come. We are going to be going live weekly. I don't have a specific day in mind yet, but once I do, I will definitely let you know. I mean, I've literally just recorded my trailer. Like everything has been completed, sorry, so intuitively. And this is not like me. I'm so much a perfectionist, but you know what? Done is better than perfect. I want you to remember that. So, whatever it is that you are wanting to achieve this year, this quarter, this month, take that first step. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram, and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.